בוקר טוב. Today is יום חמישים שבת קודש, פרשת קדושים, יוד באייר. So we are in קהלת, פרק ט', פסוק יוד. So continuing with what he says over here, כל אשר תמצא ידך לעשות בכוחך עשה. In any way that you're able to use your strength, to use your capabilities to serve a kadosh baruch hu, do it. Ki en ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'da'at v'chokhmah, which means all of these things, all the actions and cheshbonot, knowledge, wisdom, bish'ol in the grave asher ata olech shama, which means there is, Rashi kind of inverts the pasuk a little bit. Rashi HaKadosh says, ki en ma'aseh v'da'at v'chokhmah bish'ol el resha'im ולא חשבון לצדיקים, שיתנו החוטאים דין וחשבון, which means that when you come to the ultimate time of דין וחשבון, by the way, this is this week's פרקי אבות, פרק שלישי, עקביה בן מהללאל אומר, הסתכל בשלושה דברים, אתה בא לדע עבירה, דע מאין באת, ולאן אתה הולך.
Beginning of third
part? Yeah, this week's פרקי אבות, the Shabbat is פרק שלישי. ולפני מי אתה עתיד לתן דין וחשבון? He says, over here, know this before you get to the grave, because once you get to the grave, it's already hayom na'asotam u'machal lekabel scharam, it's already too late. This is olam ha'asiyah, and therefore, but before you get to the she'ol, she'ol is the abyss, the grave, so make sure you're prepared for the cheshbon. Ma'ze cheshbon, din lecheshbon, so that you know what to answer a kadosh baruch hu. Yeah,
scary stuff.
People think I just mentioned there was an event. Rabbi Mansur said something shlita at the event that I enjoyed very much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already tells us that there's going to be a test. Besides for the test on the Torah, that's a different story altogether. But before, you know, the opening test, before we even begin anything, there's a 6-question test. But you know what's great? It's open book. It's open book. And we already have the questions and the answers. Ma katuv sham? What's Gemara? Shabbat, daf lamed aleph. The Gemara says, yeah, they ask him, first of all, nasata v'natata b'emunah, yeah, asakta b'pira b'rivya, kava'ata aitim la Torah, yeah, tzipita lishua, all of the 6 questions over there. So, it's multiple choice. You know, it's yes or no. But over there, the problem is, so why is everybody so afraid? Because in Olam HaEmet, you can't lie even if you try. There's only, you know, you can only say the truth. And even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us, they're mostly rhetorical questions. Kava'at ha'itim la Torah? Huh? Nasata v'natata b'emunah? Yeah? Tzipita lishua?
Which question is kava'at ha'itim? It's the second one?
Kava'at ha'itim is number 3.
Oh.
Yeah. Which Tosfos asks in Kiddushin. Tosfos says, Tchilat dino shel Adam al bitul Torah. So Tosfos asks a question. It's a Tosfos in Kiddushin daf mem amud bet. So it asks a stira.
Over there, it's
end of
the first
parak? Tail end of the first parak. Yeah, second parak starts on Mem Aleph, so there's Mamash at the end. So Tosfot asks, what do you mean? Over here, you're telling me Tchilat Dino Shel Adam is on Bitul Torah. Over there, we say it's question number 3. Ech zeh? Says, you're right. Huh? So the question is question number 3, which means we ask first about, Nasata V'Natata and Asakta V'Pirei B'Riviyah first, and then we ask about, and then for punishment though, bitul Torah, ta'ach. That's the rocket launch. So, anyway, bekitzur. No. No. Nasata v'natata is first. That's for sure. So, says the next pasuk, Yod Aleph. Shavti v'ra'o tachat ha'shemesh. I went back to look under the Vira'o is like Zachor, it's the same Mishkav. I went to see. It's very interesting. Ki lo laqalim hamirots, the lightest ones are not the ones to win the race. Velo lagiborim hamilchama, and not the bravest or the most courageous or the strongest is winning a war. Vegam lo lachachamim lechem, vegam lo lanevonim osher. The wise don't eat bread, and the understanding don't have wealth. V'ram lo layodim chen, not for those who know is grace. Ki et v'fega yikre et kulam, very, very famous pasuk also. Why? Because at the end of the day, it happens, you know, things happen to everybody. All these things come and go. The gifts that a person has are matat Elohim. They're all gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever happens to everybody happens, and a person has to pray that he never loses it. The Gemara says, it's a famous Gemara in Shabbat, Ki biglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. Ma ze biglal? The Gemara says, Aniyut is galgal achozer ba'olam. Biglal, galgal. Ma ze? It's like a cycle. The Gemara says that if a person's not poor, his son, his grandson, one of his descendants, says the Torah, give tzedakah. You know why? Because poverty is a cycle. Give tzedakah, so one day you get it back. There's another pasuk in Mishneh. Shalach lachmecha al pene ha-mayim ki berov ha-yamim timtza'enu. Throw your bread onto the water, right on the surface of the water, because later on there will come a day where you need it. So says another very, very Matt, you're such a kid. Anyway, so he says like this. Very, very humbling and musar filled pasuk. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Ki gam lo yeda ha'adam et aito. Nobody knows their time. Kadagim shene'echazim bimtzoda ra'a. Like fish who are caught in a bad trap. Which means, yeah, fish enjoy themselves. You know, they're swimming, whatever. All of a sudden, halchu. V'chatziporim ha'achuzot bapach. And like birds that are caught in a trap. Kahim yukashim b'nei ha'adam. That's how people are trapped as well. Right? Even with small tests, people can fail. Keshetipol alehim pit'om. Even with a small trap. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big thing. You know, for a person who's ready, you need to invest a lot of effort to catch him. But a person who's not expecting it, how do you catch him? It's much easier. The Yetzirah prays with an E. Prays on people who are not ready, not expecting it. And he takes advantage. You know, Shlomo HaMelech also in Mishlei calls the Yetzirah, Tov yeled miskin v'chacham mimelech zakin uchsil. An old and foolish king. Why old and foolish king? His tricks don't change. He's very old. He's almost 6,000 years old, etc. Yeah. And he has a 13-year head start in everybody, in every person, over the Yetzirah Tov. Lachin, the Yetzirah waits in, you know, it's called ambush. He waits for a person to have a low. And that's why we saw in last week's Pirkei Avot, Ve'alti Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. Says the Rambam Beferushu. What does it mean, Alti Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha? Don't look at yourself as a rasha. Why? Because when a person looks down at himself, the Yetzirah waits for that and he pounces. Because when a person looks at himself as bad, as a rasha, as a low life, what happens? Kulam mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem. Everything becomes mutar. The Yetzirah would love for you to believe that you're a loser. Because when you're a loser, then everything's mutar anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the Chachamim Alti. Yeah, I've said it. We already saw Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam. It's okay. Tzadikim fall. A tzadik is not someone who doesn't fall. Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam. The tzadik is one that's a famous pshat, and it sounds cliche, but it's not. Zayimit. Lift yourself up. Zemashkore. It happens. Vietzerara. When a person lifts himself up, he can't handle that. So, I think we will stop it here, and we'll do some mission prayers. Stay.